Here you come out of Cincinnati, Ohio, for the first time to Oklahoma and to Tulsa. What was your impression? What did you observe and feel?
Well, I was really impressed with Tulsa. I lived in cities like Cincinnati, Ohio, and Louisville, Kentucky, and Nashville, Tennessee, and buildings were smoked up and old. And I think what impressed me was the cleanliness of the city of Tulsa. I guess since it didn't burn coal for heating purposes, the buildings were all bright. And even in our neighborhood around this church at that time, the city's, they had some sweeping machines that would go up and down the street and sweep the streets. I think I read in some publication that Tulsa was a city that bathed every night. I was impressed with that. One of the things that shook me up about Tulsa was, even though I lived in Cincinnati where there was no prejudice, and then, I went to Louisville where there was just some prejudice, but not advanced. But then I went to Nashville where it was a different story. But even there, I survived better with the prejudices in Nashville because you're riding on the back of a bus. But the buses that you ride on went mostly in the African-American community, and you didn't experience any prejudice because the bus filled up from the back forward and it didn't bother you. But then when I came to Tulsa, I ran into some prejudices that I hadn't experienced in all of my life. Namely, one was, even as a student, I could get credit at any store that I'd go into. If I go in there, those Jews, I guess they were, had them stores. If I needed a shirt or a suit or something, I could go in there and open up your charge account and pay $2 or $3 a week.
This was in the other towns you were in?
In Nashville.
In Nashville.
But when I came to Tulsa, I had been here, I guess, maybe 3 months. The pastor required that I'd wear a dark suit in the pulpit every Sunday if I was going to preach, and I did all the preaching. So he told me that I had to have a dark suit. Well, I only had one dark suit. I found myself wearing the same suit every Sunday. So I went to Renberg store downtown to buy me another dark suit. Man took my application. I gave him all my credit references of stores back in Nashville. He told me, come back in 10 days and I'll tell you whether or not you were approved. When I came back in 10 days, he said, no, we can't approve your credit. You haven't been in the city long enough. Well, he could have told me that in the beginning. Another heartbreaking experience I had, I used to ride the bus. The bus stopped right outside. And I could ride it downtown, then catch the bus and come right back to the church. I went in one store. I hate to mention the name of it because later years I was able to get a line of credit with it. They're no longer in Tulsa anymore. Wolf Brothers it was.
Okay.
They had a store downtown. I walked in there and stood around the counter for, I guess, 10 minutes. The folk were coming in there and they were waiting on them, and they just completely ignored the fact I was in that store. I finally got the message. I said, these folk ain't going to serve me. And I was only in there to look at the neckties. They had a thing about neckties, and so I went in there. I saw one in the window, and I wanted to price it to see how much it was, and nobody would even talk with me. And I walked on out, and when I got back and I told the pastor of this church what had happened, he said, what store was it? And I mentioned the name of it. He said, well, you weren't even supposed to go in there. So the folk didn't go in there. But things changed in Tulsa, because one ambition I had was to have me a credit account at Wolf Brothers store. I did have one before they left the city.
How did that make you feel then about Tulsa? And did it make you feel you still wanted to stay here? Or?
Well, I was here. I had no other job offering. And I enjoyed what I was doing. I mean, I had more ministry than I could possibly do because the pastor was ill. His health had failed, and he only took care of the administrative part of the work. I did all the preaching, all the visiting the sick, tending auxiliaries, and burying the dead, and all that. I had to do it all, and I enjoyed ministry. I wasn't planning on going nowhere, and so I just stayed and worked it out.
That's in the 50s.
Yes.
At that time, also, weren't there signs around town, blacks are not served here? Or?
Well, there was a public accommodation ordinance where blacks weren't served anywhere in eating establishments.
They weren't?
They weren't.
Public accommodation.
Yeah, right. Coffee shops, cafeterias, and places like that. Because I got involved later in the civil rights movement where we have open doors.
And right, and I want to talk about that. But on Elgin Street, where the church has been, this is where you first came to this address.
Right.
In the Greenwood area.
Right.
So then the blacks from this area were not welcome to go downtown Tulsa at all. Is that true?
Well, they went downtown, but they weren't welcome to eating establishments. They'd go down there and buy clothes. Some stores were open for them, but Cress's 10-cent store, they had a lunch counter down there. They weren't even allowed to sit down at the lunch counter in Cress's downtown, places like that.
If you wanted to eat out of your home, you'd have to do it here
right.
In this Greenwood area.
In the Greenwood area. Oddly enough, another thing that impressed me about Tulsa when I came here was the Black Wall Street. I lived in Nashville and Louisville and Cincinnati. I'd never seen as many black businesses in all days of my life because they had everything on the north side. They had eating establishments, they had pharmacies, they had drug stores, they had variety stores, dry cleaners, shop, I mean, anything, shoe shops, whatever you wanted, you could find it right here on the north side.
You naturally would like to go downtown Tulsa, but nobody really had to go downtown.
No, that's the truth. That's the truth. We didn't have to go downtown.
How did you handle the prejudice?
It really didn't bother me all that much. Sometimes you were embarrassed, but somehow or another you made up your mind, well, that's just how it is, you know, and you went on with it. One experience that I had in, I guess it was Kansas City, Kansas, it might have been. I had been in a meeting in Denver, Colorado, and some friends of mine brought me back to Kansas City and dropped me at the bus station to catch a bus back to Tulsa from there. And while I was there at the bus station, I decided to get me a cup of coffee before getting on the bus. I went in a coffee shop and ordered a cup of coffee, and they gave it to me. And I sat down to try to drink the coffee, and they told me, you can't drink that in here. You're going to have to get up and get out of here. That was a strange feeling because you wondered, it didn't seem right that you could buy the coffee, but then couldn't even drink the coffee. I remember catching a bus out of Cincinnati. I think I went to El Dorado, somewhere in Kansas it was. I rode the bus out of Cincinnati, I being the only black on the bus. And we were going through some parts of the South where that they probably didn't even have a waiting room for blacks. So the driver, he would take me in the kitchen with him when we would get a snack or something. He would tell me, he said, come on, you go with me. That was what it was at that time. And you just kind of grinned and would bear it, you know, because that was just the times in which you lived.
Well, it wasn't just you. I don't know if you took it personally or not, but you knew that it wasn't just me. It was everybody else.
No, it was everybody else. You couldn't take it personal by any means.